البيان راديو presents the following lesson live from مسجد الأزهر بأمه.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم يا معلم إبراهيم علمنا ويا مفهم سليمان فهمنا. اللهم فقهنا دينك واغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just inshallah a few quick reminders بإذن الله عز وجل that we can benefit from inshallah and get closer to Allah عز وجل with it. Today inshallah what we're going to be discussing is giving thanks to Allah عز وجل and having gratitude for the many blessings He bestows upon us. The first thing that we begin with, what is thanks and what is showing gratitude? So if I was to ask, when I tell you give thanks to someone or show gratitude, what does it mean? What does it encompass? Giving thanks and showing gratitude means returning kindness and giving praise to the one who has done good and kind things by you. So giving thanks to someone or showing gratitude means you return kindness and give praise to the one who has done good and kind things by you. So if someone does good to you, you tell him thank you very much, or you praise them for their good doing. If they if they do kind things towards you, they say nice things towards you, you reply with thanks and praise and gratitude. And the one who is most deserving of these thanks and the most deserving of your praise is Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because of the great favors and blessings that He has bestowed upon His slaves. He's bestowed upon you spiritually and worldly. So everything that you own, everything that you experience, everything that you have is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether it's worldly or whether it's spiritually, whether it's for this life or for the hereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed everything upon you. And giving thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal and showing gratitude is actually a command that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us with. Allah says in the Quran, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Therefore, remember me by praying and glorifying me. I will remember you and be grateful to me for my countless favors upon you, and never be ungrateful to me. And the greatest ones who obeyed this command, the command of obeying Allah, praising Allah Azza wa Jal and showing thanks to Him, are those that are known as the messengers and the prophets. The messengers and the prophets are from those that obeyed this command to the fullest. And they gave thanks to their Lord until they deserved to be described as Ash-Shakir or Ash-Shakur, the thankful. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran about Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan wa lam yaku min al-mushrikeen shakiran li an'umihi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim. Verily, Ibrahim was an ummah by himself, a nation, obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. He was Hanif, a worship none other but than Allah Azza wa Jal. And he was not of those who were polytheists, idol worshippers, and the ones that associated partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah Azza wa Jal describes Ibrahim alayhi salam by saying, he was thankful for his favors, for Allah Azza wa Jal's favors upon him. And in return, Allah chose him as an intimate friend and guided him to the straight path, Islam. And Allah Azza wa Jal says about Nuh alayhi salam, ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. O offsprings of those whom we carried in the ship with Nuh, verily he was a grateful slave. And from here we find that the greatest people that followed this command are the prophets and the messengers, and from the greatest of them is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran mentions to us some of these blessings. He mentions to us the blessings that He has bestowed upon us as His slaves, and He has commanded us to be grateful for them. But before I mention some of what is mentioned in the Quran from that which Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us, I want to ask you, what is something that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon you? A favor from the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I want you to think outside the circle. Don't think something direct like, you know, children, money, Islam. I want something that's far. So if I was to ask for you, for example, brother, what is something that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon you? A favor. But something far. The biggest, we want something further. I want something far. What I'm trying to say is, of course, iman is a favor from the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, and wealth is from the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, and health and children. But I want something that maybe you have never thought of before. Think outside the circle. Iman, Waleed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's Islamically, spiritually. How about something that, for example, worldly, for example? Life, for example, what's life? What's a light, for example? Yeah, rain. How about rain? Subhanallah. How long have we been, you know, complaining about the drought and complaining about there's no water, and water is life, yeah? And now Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with rain. Without this rain, drought, you know the effects of drought. It raises, everything increases in price. Why? Because there's no stock, there's no, for example, agriculture, there's no rain. So there's the for example, the sheep aren't eating, and then the sheep start dying or the cows start dying. Milk goes up, meat goes up. This simple piece, you know, this simple favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla, rain, has a direct effect on you. For example, how about leaves on the tree? These are from the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. For everything that you encounter in your life, everything that encompasses you, whether it's inwardly, spiritually, or outwardly, physically, it affects you and is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Even the ant in the ground, it affects you. Even the caterpillar on the tree, it affects you, and it's from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran and orders us to be thankful for them, is Allah says, for example, in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. O you who believe, eat of the lawful things that we have provided you with, and be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for this lawful provision, if it is indeed He whom you worship. Now imagine, you know, there's no need to imagine, but imagine you were, for example, in a desert and you run out of food. What is it, what's going to run through your mind, for example, if you run out of water, if you run out of food, you're dead, you're finished. So Allah Azza wa Jal is reminding us of the favor of provision in this ayah. It is He who provided us with our wealth, with our health, with our food. And it is He who is most deserving of being thanked for it. Allah Azza wa Jal also says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشْ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. And surely we gave you authority on the earth and appointed for you therein provision for your life. Little do you give thanks for this provision. So everything that you are provided with is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Your wealth, you go to work. Someone might say, you know, I attain this wealth through my skills, through my knowledge, through my strength. Well, how about if I told you that Allah Azza wa Jal ordered, for example, for you to go into an accident, for example, a car accident, and then you were to break some limbs, and then you are out of work for the next 6 months. Where's your provision now? Or there are many sicknesses that we hear of where you can no longer eat. You have to, for example, drink fluid. You know, fluid food. Or you can no longer go to the bathroom. They have to extract, you know, everything within you, all the stuff that needs to come out. They have to extract it manually through pipes and whatnot. These are from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon you. And from the verses that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحَ مُبَشِّرَاتٍ مبشرات وليذيقكم من رحمته ولتجري الفلك بأمره ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. And among his signs is this, that he sends the winds as glad tidings, giving you a taste of his mercy, meaning, for example, the rain, and that the ships may sail at his command, and that you may seek of his bounty in order that you may be thankful. Now think of it. Imagine there was no wind. Imagine there was no rain. Imagine there was no rain, no wind. It was still, it was dry. There was no night and there was no day. These are from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon you. So Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with many blessings. And these are but some of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is impossible to mention the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon you. Allah says in the Quran, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا ظَلُومٌ كَفَّرٌ. And he gave you all that which she asked for. And if you were to count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will never be able to count them. Verily, man is indeed an extreme wrongdoer and a disbeliever. Then the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you, the greatest of it is that he has forgiven you for the shortcomings of not thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for this blessing. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And if you were to count the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, never could you be able to count them. Truly, Allah Azza wa Jal is oft forgiving, most merciful. Merciful to what? Merciful to our shortcomings in thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for these blessings. Now the Muslim is always asking Allah Azza wa Jal to help him to give thanks, because we are weak and we are but the slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we won't be able to give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal if it is not for his mercy and him allowing us to give thanks to him. And it was narrated on the authority of Mu'adh ibn Jabal that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Mu'adh's hand, and he said to him, O Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. By Allah, I love you. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a few words to Mu'adh. He said, أُوصِيكَ يَا مُعَاذِ لَا تَدَعَنَّ فِي دُبُرِ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ تَقُولِ. I advise you, O Mu'adh, do not fail following every prayer to say, what? اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. O Allah, help me to remember you, to thank you, and to worship you properly. So we must continuously and consistently ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us and to assist us in thanking him and thanking him for the blessings that he has blessed us with. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That the person that thanks Allah Azza wa Jal, if you give thanks to me, give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, I will give you more of my blessings. So Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us that the one that gives thanks for the blessings, it is a reason for the increase in provision. Someone may ask, you know, my provisions are minimal, my provisions are little, my provisions are weak, and I want a way out. But at the same time, you find him, he's not thankful for what he has. It may be little, but he's not thankful for it. He's not thankful for the provision of eyesight. He's not thankful for the provision of hearing, for the provision of taste. He wants what? He wants material provision. He wants wealth, maybe. And that's all he sees. And he's not thankful for that which Allah Azza wa Jal has given him of the material provision. Little does he know, if he was to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this provision, Allah will increase him. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you to give thanks, I will increase you more of my blessings. Now, how can a person, and this is pretty much the end, inshallah, we'll summarize it here so we don't take too long. After saying or talking about the provisions of Allah Azza wa Jal and the importance of giving thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, it is very important to ask, how do we give thanks? How do we give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for His many blessings upon us? The Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says in the Quran, it says, الشكر يكون بالقلب خضوعا واستكانة وباللسان ثناء واعترافا وبالجوارح طاعة وانقيادة. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, gratitude may be in the heart. How? Through submission and humility, and on the tongue in praise and acknowledgement, and through your physical facilities physically. How? By means of obedience and submission. So Ibn al-Qayyim, he says that the thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal is through three: your heart, your tongue, and your limbs, your physical facilities. And how do you give thanks through your heart? Through submission and humility. And how do you give thanks on your tongue? Through praise and acknowledgement. And your limbs, you give thanks through them by obedience and submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. So after knowing this, quickly, bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal, we'll discuss just quickly on the matter of the heart. The heart and giving thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal through the heart, and knowing that everything is from Allah Azza wa Jal, is not a praiseworthy act, but it's an obligatory act upon you. And for the one that does not give thanks through his heart and acknowledges that something is from other than Allah Azza wa Jal, this can lead to what? To al-iyadu billah kufr. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. So you acknowledging that a provision is from someone other than Allah Azza wa Jal can lead you to kufr. So you have to have this belief in your heart that everything is from Allah Azza wa Jal. All the provisions that encompass us are from Allah Azza wa Jal. And giving gratitude through the tongue is acknowledging Allah Azza wa Jal verbally, and acknowledging Allah Azza wa Jal's provision upon you verbally. Allah Azza wa Jal says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى, and he found you poor and made you rich. And then Allah Azza wa Jal ends the وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. He ends the verse, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And then he reminds the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in return, that he proclaimed the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal upon him, verbally. Giving thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, Alhamdulillah. Shukr. Every day we're supposed to be, when we read the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha for example, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You're giving praise and thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. For what? Is it mere words that we're saying, or do we understand what we're saying? No, it should be more deeper than that. And understanding that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you everything in your life. Everything in your life. You may not be where you want to be, but Allah Azza wa Jal has put you in the best place to be. So you must give Him thanks for that. And finally, giving gratitude physically. How do you do that? How do you give gratitude through your limbs? It's simple. You do that which Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained you to do physically, and you stay away from that which Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered you to stay away from physically. And that's how you give thanks, through your limbs. And inshallah, if we are given life inshallah next week, we will continue this topic of giving thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal in a deeper, inshallah we'll look at giving thanks through the heart and the tongue and the limbs, inshallah, deeper next week. And I don't want to take it too long, so that way, we can benefit a lot more. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.